The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
You know who else I want to say fuck you to?
Okay.
Seriously, because I just, again, going back to movies.
Yeah. We never left, but.
But I realized that, so I was watching The Wash. The other day.
The Wash.
The new one or the okay, Car Wash was the one in the 70s.
Right.
Well, The Wash was with Snoop and.
Right.
Who? Snoop and who?
And Dre and.
Was Wiz Khalifa in that? No.
No, that's Mike and Devin go to high school or some shit.
Like, yeah,
that.
No. Eminem.
But it was basically not a remake, kind of. A reimagining.
A reimagining of the fucking the Car Wash. And.
Classic movie, by the way.
It, Car Wash is the best, bro. Yeah. Especially when fucking Richard Pryor shows up.
George Carlin, too.
Yes. Yeah, you fuck. Man, it's so good, bro. That, yeah. If you haven't watched the Car Wash, that's a classic.
French has no idea.
No.
You got to check it out, French. You're welcome. But I saw some shit, right? And I realized that I'm blaming, you know how they go, oh, this is the father of, you know, whatever, XYZ. Yeah. I watched it, and I saw that fucking Snoop was the fucking father of the bonnet.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Bro,
bonnets have to be
nah, my
them.
Nigga. No, not in public.
Not in popular, like popular culture.
Right, and then that you were fucking wearing them out. You know,
well,
nah,
but it's fuck Snoop anyway. That nigga wear like curls and like perm curls too.
But that, you
that
know,
ain't that ain't bro.
That's pimping.
Can you? No, it's not. So you're still not willing to admit that that's bullshit.
That's old school pimping.
Girls
nigga.
With baby doll. I mean, dudes with baby doll curls is not pimping. That's gay, my nigga.
That's how niggas was pimping. I don't know. I wasn't a pimp, bruh. But that's how pimps wore that shit.
So you're saying that's masculine.
So this nigga had a fucking.
Let me see.
So this nigga, and I don't know when The Wash came out, right? That I know it was fucking.
It was 2000.
Early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
And.
Before 2010.
Yeah, way before 2010.
Yeah.
And this nigga's walking around at the fucking, at his job.
Yeah.
With a fucking.
Yeah.
With a fucking shower cap on. Literally, it's just, he's just wearing a shower cap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a bonnet. It's just a shower
cap. It's the look, though.
Right. And this nigga set in motion.
Yeah.
Not to say like Trump did. Mm-hmm. You know, but again, once people see some shit that they're like, oh, you say it's okay.
Yeah.
You think it's cool. It's cool for you to do that. And you made it cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow suit. I was looking at this shit, and I'm like, this nigga...
It's his fault.
...made it okay for bonnets to be worn in public, bro, because...
Totally his fault.
I didn't see it before this. Like, I can't recall watching people of our fucking color walk around looking like this until this nigga did this shit.
It's always a West Coast nigga that ruins it for everybody.
And I don't know if it's all the way...
Kendrick got hip-hop fucked up.
Is it?
Don't you think so?
I don't know if it's fucked up. I saw some shit this nigga was talking about, and let me ask you this just real quick.
Who's this nigga?
Kendrick? I don't know. Somebody on T. And he was talking about Kendrick, and he was saying that Kendrick was pitting American Africans against Canadian Africans. And I was like... Nah, nigga, when they say not like us, I don't think that's what it is.
I think he was more putting black people versus light-skinned niggas or anybody that's mixed race.
Yeah.
Because when he was saying you can't say nigga, shit like that.
I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was these pedophile-type niggas, you know, and maybe Canadians. And you can
Canadians
put
and pedophiles?
Right, yeah, you can nice. Put them, you can put them, you can put them
they're
together.
They're so similar.
Right. But against American niggas, right? Like, and I don't, and then the guy was like, oh, you know, we're all Africans, like, you know, this, that. And I was like, see, that's where you got it fucked up, bro. Because I don't know if you're from America, but I don't know too many of quote unquote African Americans that feel like they're African.
Right.
Like, that's not how we rock it, nigga. Like, you might call us an African.
But you know why, though? Because they've made Africa look like such a fucked up place that why would we want to be an African booty scratcher?
Yes, man. That was, man,
think about how deep that African booty scratcher thing
bro,
goes.
Bro, growing up.
Like, French don't know nothing about that.
Nah, he don't know nothing
if
about
somebody
that.
Somebody
would have called
you an African booty scratcher back in the day when you was a kid. Yo, I'm you sure got to fight.
We sure. It's on, nigga, on site. Like, don't,
just like your
don't play me. Don't play me like that, nigga. Like,
but y'all don't think y'all just Americans, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right, I don't think that we have
even
an association.
Even if they made Africa look cool, like, I think y'all would still feel like y'all Americans.
No, because Italian-Americans always talk about Sicily and the motherland.
Yeah, they do.
Irish,
but it came from there. Y'all built this.
Not he's talking about Italian-Americans.
Italian-Americans will
not talk, Italians that came to America. Okay,
okay. In the old, but, in the old country, even though they're not from there, they're like from the old.
But they were raised by those niggas.
What?
We weren't raised by Africans?
No, I'm saying majority of Americans here born and was raised here. They never had history of Africa. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying Italian Americans do.
At least
sense.
A great great grandpa did. Like
well,
one of them.
Great great grandpa did.
Right.
He was forced to come here if that was the case.
But he's still
just,
from Africa.
You just switched the narrative.
He's still from Africa. But of course, also it was that was kind of taken because you don't know which country you're from. You don't know who your great grandfather even was. You know? So there's a little difference, but it's still kind of weird.
And I also subscribe to the idea that there were already black people here. They didn't get all them niggas from Africa to become slaves. You just lose half of your product
based on what
on transport.
What
so
are you
saying
that
there was native African Americans here?
There were black skinned people in America in the Americas already.
But are they black though? Because they're Indians who are darker than you.
I'm just saying that's why I said black skin. That's why I'm just saying black.
Well, what
skin.
Are we saying? But don't say black skin. Who were the people? What were they?
Well, I would consider them Native Americans of this land.
Aboriginals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't get some from Africa, but I'm saying majority of that inventory was already here.
Inventory based off of what doc, what sheet? Where are you basing that from, though?
Just off of
what you think or they said or like what are you getting
That's just understanding what happened to us in Haiti and how it got to the Americas. The way they make it seem like there were no black people here and they got all the black people from Africa and brought them here to
Well, you're saying the word all. And I think that might be the word. That's the problem. I don't know if they said they got all black people from Africa.
But I'm saying
that's
why
they're trying to make it seem.
So you say the majority?
I'm not even saying the majority.
Were there black people in Haiti before?
Yeah.
Slaves?
Yes. Ooh. That's what I'm saying.
What were the people called?
They were technically part of the native tribes.
Did they have a name? What do they call those people? So like right
Tainos,
now,
they were all, okay. There was a white
Mexican.
I thought that was a mixture. I thought Tainos was a mixture.
Some Tainos were light skinned, but some of them were dark skinned too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I thought it was a mixture of a group of people though. I didn't know Tainos were the original aboriginals.
They were a native tribe in the Hispaniolas.
Okay.
Yeah. Not even they were in the Hispaniolas, they were in Puerto Rico, they were everywhere in the Caribbean. Okay. Not just Haiti and Dominican.
But how did they get there?
Well, earlier travels.
Yeah.
But they came on their own though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There were like native dark skinned people there already.
Because the Caribbean was a staging ground, right?
And I'm saying
for the slave trade, right?
And I'm saying before slavery even happened, blacks, Moors from the Moors, whatever, were already traveling to the Americas.
Right.
Not only they traveled to the Americas, some of them settled in Americas, procreated with the natives there, already created a life there. Mm-hmm. That's way before slavery.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, it's mostly the children of all the people from the traveling, from the natives there, that became the slaves, because half of the inventory...
Like Abraham had me any sons. Like, you saying that this is like a few niggas made for all the slaves that ended up being in America?
No, he's saying that a lot of people came from Africa during the slave trade. However, there were also a big group of black people that were already in the Americas.
Okay. Yeah.
Prior to that. And so then they combined all of them together, making them all slaves, and now nobody knows if they were from here, if they're from there.
And then not only that, if you really look at the slave from the slave travel, right, half of that inventory dies in the process to get from Africa to the America.
But if you constantly run in ships,
but
it don't matter.
If you're a businessman, you're gonna lose your money like that. You just might as well if you already captured that land, got half of these niggas sick already because you brought germs. Why are you going to go all the way back, lose half of that inventory if you can just get the niggas that are already here?
I wonder about that story, the germ thing.
If you think they gave a fuck about that,
I'm not saying they give a fuck. No, I'm just saying inventory.
I'm just saying, as a business person, you would give a fuck, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying, why would you do this as a business person? You mean you're saying, like, hey, I give a fuck about my bottom dollar. If you gave a fuck, wouldn't you take better care of your product instead of fucking stacking them on top of each other and having them defecate on top of each other? And,
I think that was utility. I don't think that was a choice. It's like, we only have so much room. We got to get 150 of you motherfuckers on
here. And we get them for pennies on the dollar.
We're not giving you your own stateroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting a stateroom, nigga.
And then if they didn't,
it's like when I see a fucking truckload of chickens on the fucking highway, I fucking feel so bad. Yeah. I really do. I don't know why, but it does make me think of slaves.
Yeah,
I'm like, these niggas are just
Black folks like chicken,
and and I'm like, the chickens on the outside are fucked, right? Because of that wind. Like, these niggas are not covered up.
Oh, yeah. They losing feathers and shit.
I mean, feathers is flying off and shit. That
the
wind
whole
is,
right side of their body is naked.
That shit is getting beat down. Like, but the... naked. And then fucking... but the ones in the middle, you know, that are shielded from the wind, they're cool. You know what I mean? Maybe, or maybe they just getting shitted on by all the other motherfuckers.
All that spit and shit that comes off the other chickens goes right to them.
Ugh. Yeah, but I definitely think of fucking slaves when I see a fucking truckload of chickens riding down the fucking.
So why aren't you thinking, man, those chickens are lucky?
Because again, I know where they're headed. They're like, they're not
you
paying.
You knew where Africans were headed, but they're not paying the price. You said slavery was a blessing.
I said it was like fucking a scholarship. They get like.
Scholarship. Wow.
Like, listen, hold up, man. Like, again, like, you, like, those chickens don't get anything but eaten. Like, okay, sure, they may get fed and fattened, but that's not what we got as fucking, not we, because
You said that they learned how to read, but they also got beat.
Listen, and also, again, they had places to live and they had food.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, and all of that. And again, they sacrificed for my today.
I was about to owe you an apology since we apologized to French last week, but I don't know if you get it anymore.
I don't probably deserve it, but but they sacrificed for our today, and that's all I'm saying is that, like, niggas today, and that's what my whole point was.
Thank
niggas
you for
today,
slavery. Your exact quote was, "Thank you for slavery."
Right? You can't be mad at, you can't be hating because your life is way better because of what they went through. Sure, it sucked for them. It doesn't necessarily suck for you now with a motherfucking master's degree ass nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if niggas hadn't gone through what they gone through, you wouldn't have the ability.
You couldn't get a master's degree in Africa, French.
Yeah, niggas, some of the smartest motherfuckers got that master's degree in
French.
In
this
African
guy's a racist. We already established
the guy that did the first.
We already talked about America being one of the fucking greatest countries. That's what you said when you were fucking Trump riding.
I was not riding Trump.
When you was Trump riding last week, you talked about, like, you was trying to send me out of the country because it was fucking such a great
country.
I'm
just saying, in this argument here, they're good people on both sides.
Yeah.
French is good. You're good. They're good people on both sides. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not riding anybody's dick. I'm just calling it out. They're good people on both sides.
All I'm saying is that if we are happy to be in this great country of ours as fucking African Americans or Americans of Africa or whatever the fuck we are.
I think somebody called us American Africans recently. I saw that. Like Dr. Umar or somebody.
Yeah, African Americans?
No, he changed it around. It's like American Africans or something.
And I think that we have to understand that we did not have to suffer for the privilege that we enjoy right now. And that's okay. Like, I mean, we should be thankful for that part.
Thank you for slavery. That's what you said.
Right. Like, we should be thankful for the fact that we don't have to suffer and that our ancestors went, they paid the price for us. They, you know what I mean? They.
It's almost like you with your girl, you just cheat on her all the time. And then you say one day, you know what? No more cheating. She should thank me. And you're like, you're just waiting on your thank you.
No, I don't think that's even...
Because you're doing the nice things now. You're being romantic.
What do you see, French? God damn it, man. We were so close, bro. We were right there, man. And all of a sudden, you just jumped right back. Finish. I'm sorry. I cut you off, French. Say what you were going to say so then I could fucking be upset.
No, I said it.
I didn't hear it because I cut you off.
You use that example of, like, if you're a bad boyfriend and then you decide to become good, that your girl should thank you because you start being romantic.
You caused a problem and then solved that problem.
No, that's the same person. That's the same person that you're talking about. This is not
the next girl you start dating.
She should say thank you.
She should say thank you.
Because I got all that hoeing out, right? Like, it happens all the time. Motherfuckers, like,
it didn't make sense, and now it makes so much sense.
Like, I get it.
Like, again, fucking and coming to America, sow your royal oats. Your oats have been fucking sowed. Like, your hoe days have already been gone. Now you know how to fucking treat a motherfucker, right? You know how to do better, right? You know how to be better. So the person that actually benefits is not the one that you fucked over,
right?
But the ones that come after that.
So what about her, the one you fucked over?
You owe her a fucking apology.
Charges to the game.
You owe her an apology.
Speaking of apologies, I owe you an apology, Mac. I'm gonna still give it to you.
Okay.
There was a show or a time period, I would say when we were in the front room here against that window in the big room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was getting on you because you came in here quite often in a Sam's t-shirt or some shit like that. I owe you an apology, bro. I think that in the past year, I've probably gotten more clothes from Costco then I could even tell you.
Costco is different, though.
Fuck you. You're elitist fucking bullshit.
I'm glad you said it.
Like, I mean, Costco, Sam's Club, get the fuck out of here.
No, it's different, bro. It's different.
What's the difference? What's their name brand?
Banana Republic.
No.
Ralph Lauren.
So Member's Mark is the fucking Sam's Club shit. What does Costco have?
The car.
Oh, you mean their brand?
You're right.
Kirkland,
that's right.
But like, for instance, their Grey Goose, they have Grey Goose called, it's Kirkland Goose, though, but it's made by Grey Goose. So
yeah. Even their tequila.
I think Costco does have a little bit of a upper crust idea.
So their target to Walmart.
Yeah, because Sam's is Walmart.
Yeah.
No, Sam's is owned by Sam Walton.
Yeah.
But man, I think I've probably spent easily $2,500 in Costco.
Hey,
but since this year,
close,
bro.
I'm telling you,
the jeans, right?
Not just jeans.
Hey, man, you can probably get those shoes there.
Do you remember those pants that you said you liked? First, they were like green, and those are Costco pants.
Oh shit!
Shirts, pants, everything.
You say you got yours at Banana Republic?
Old Navy.
Okay.
I was so pleasantly surprised because the first thing that happened was I got a Hawks t-shirt, and I was like, "This is what Mac be doing." So I get it. But then I decided to look to the next row. We're like, oh, wait a minute. What is
they
that?
They got quality.
Banana Republic. I was like, okay, let me walk over and look at this. I'm like, oh, shit, what's the next row? Oh, shit.
Converse.
Champion.
Right,
oh,
champion.
Shit. It's like everything. And I probably spent $25,000, $3,000. I got so many outfits and clothes and shirts and pants.
I'm telling you, bro.
From Costco. So I owe you an apology for that. You were ahead of the game.
And I'm telling you, French Reg right now, he's got some shorts on that I got same shorts from Walmart. Would you say you got those from?
Old Navy.
Old Navy. How much you pay for this?
Like 10.
Stop lying.
Well, they be having sales all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much you pay more at Walmart?
No, six.
Oh, six.
$6?
Yeah.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, no. I got like...
That's when you got different colorways.
I got all the colors, every color they had.
I spent $25 and got every color Walmart had. Yeah. No, but I do owe you the pie, and not just me, Kit too.
Okay, see, I'm telling you, man, like, you don't got to, you know.
Not just that, though, our kids. We buying our kids stuff. We go,
pay
like,
less.
Oh, they might want.
Like, I mean, it's a mindset, not a store.
And the thing about it is, man, you know what's funny about it is, at first I was worried about the idea that, this is name brand, but it's not really, like, you know, trendy stuff. You can't get, like, the most current look. But.
When you put it on, man.
It feels good.
Right.
That's the thing. It feels good, and it's not expensive. And I don't have to go 40 places to get stuff.
And listen, the man make the clothes,
and I fit in
make the outfit, not the outfit make the man.
Yeah, I can be a soccer dad anytime I want to now.
Like,
I could immediately fit in if I were a soccer dad. But like, I got more collared shirts now. It's different. I got more collared shirts. I got dress pants. I got dress shirts. Stuff that I normally just wouldn't see the places that I would go shop. Now that's right beside t-shirts. So I can be like, oh shit, I need a dress shirt.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that if I had a Costco that was probably in my vicinity, there are none. Like, I don't, I guess I live in the hood because there's only Sam's Club.
There's not one over here.
Where do you go to Costco?
Cumberland area.
Oh,
yeah, that's a little drive.
No, we go there to eat all the time. We don't even eat down here. Black folks don't get treated good when it comes to food, bro. You got to travel. If you live in a black neighborhood, you got to travel outside of your neighborhood to get good food.
See, don't do that to us.
True.
I mean, because, you know, black owned.
Us? Nigga, you are a racist.
No, I'm still us.
You agree with me.
I'm not. I'm still. I told you. I love black pussy.
You know for a fact, if you go to McDonald's by my house after we get done recording.
Oh, yeah. I never.
They're not going to use a cash register.
I stopped going
cash
down.
Only.
I learned
like, what are you guys doing in there? Like,
why is my meal always an even number? It's always $3.
We only work with cash after 12. Like, cash registers are down. Cash only.
Right. You know what it's like over here.
Yeah.
So you have to leave this
Taco Bell hit me like that the other day at my spot, too.
Taco Bell?
Man, you still eat Taco Bell?
Wow.
Yeah, no, Taco Bell got that cantina chicken.
It's not
now,
about
nigga.
That. It's about the bubble guts, man.
Nah, nigga, you try that cantina chicken.
It's
nigga,
not
with
that.
The,
it's that Taco Bell was actually sued for having filler in their meat.
And then they got the
and lost. And then like who still goes? You keep trying to talk. Stop trying to talk. Yeah. Who still goes?
Have you tried that green
stop
salsa?
Stop talking about
that new green salsa.
Stop talking. This is the time to listen for a second. He keeps trying to sell us, bruh. They were actually sued and
caught. We both at you.
Like, they were caught. Like Subway was they were blamed Subway. They couldn't prove it. There were all these companies, but Taco Bell got actually proven guilty of adding filler to their meat. It's not even beef. You're like, fuck it.
I mean, that's
that cantina. They got that cantina chicken. That green
right.
sauce.
So, right. I don't be on there no beef. I'm being on the cantina chicken. So, did they get there? Was that part of the lawsuit?
I'm sure. Anything at Taco Bell, cinnamon twist. That's the only I'll eat at Taco Bell right now.
The bean burrito? Like, I fuck with the bean burrito.
Oh, hell no.
It's no way, bro.
Yeah.
That your stomach is like, fuck you right now.
The bean burrito, extra onion, some sour cream.
Woo! That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, bro, that thing hit hard.
But anyway, that's my apology. That's all you get, bro. It's not going to be as good as French's with a video or whatever.
No, no, that's okay. I mean, I'll take it because, again, it makes me want to get a Costco membership.
Yeah, but not Fallas.
You don't know because you don't even been to Fallas, nigga. Don't even talk about Fallas like that. If
Costco,
you see, here we go.
Again.
Here we go.
Banana Republic.
Here we go.
Ralph Lauren Chaps. Chaps, I know, is a cheap ass polo, but still.
Nigga, what about Polo Association of America?
No, they don't have that.
U.S. Polo?
They don't got that. U.S. Polo Association with the real big horse. And you know what's so crazy? You see that shit, you're like, oh my God, that's the big polo. I want that. Nah, nigga, that's not the big polo. There's another one that's got the big polo. That's the U.S. Polo Association.
Yep.
Don't be fooled.
I mean, niggas don't play polo in the U.S., nigga. Like, that's not even our thing. Like, where you play polo?
Niggas don't play polo anywhere.
I don't, niggas is not playing polo in America.
Nah.
So for the fact that there's sport. A U.S. Polo Association, you already know that's fugazi.
Right.
Rich man sport. Let me ask y'all something.
What's up?
The other day on Twitter, or X, I should say, I guess the new generation, the Gen Zers, did not realize that a lot of the Instagram models were prostitutes or escorts. They did not.
Sure, what?
They didn't realize that the women who were on Instagram as models were actually selling the cat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, they did not know
okay,
that.
So they didn't start off as prostitutes. They weren't street walkers that didn't got
no,
an
no,
account.
No, no. No, 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 no.
Hell okay. No. Nah.
Right, because I'm like, damn, these bitches don't be on the street.
Don't pay no attention to this bullet wound.
So I guess
look
that
at this pussy.
I guess that escort site, especially the ones that take them to Dubai and Europe and all those places where
you get shipped out to Dubai, that ain't nothing but a sex club.
Whatever. Yeah, all of that. So they did not know that. And I'm like, and then the people in the comments, this is what that made me laugh. The people in the comment, because a lot of people were saying, damn, these girls don't even wait till they're 25. They're like 18, 19, and they're jumping straight to this now. And then a girl commented and said, where else can you find a job giving you $120 an hour at 19, 20, 22 without going to school for 12 years like a doctor or lawyer, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, they don't even care no more.
And doctors don't make $120 an hour either.
Whatever. But I'm saying, they're already letting you know, yeah, I'm doing this because it makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if they're already on that level, there's no shaming anymore, we should just completely legalize it and we can start betting on these hoes like athletes or they have stocks. Like we can just, if I don't want to fuck them necessarily, but I know she looks good, she's about to get hella
niggas.
You want
to invest in her?
Yeah, I want to invest.
Here's the crazy part about all that, right? I foresee 20 years from now, the ruling class will have flipped because nobody's going to want to do a 10-year degree. Nobody's going to want to go to school for 10 years. Mm-hmm. All the rich people are going to be prostitutes.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about who, as a young...
They already are.
Who makes the most money out of those people?
Any young person that's 18 to 22 that's not an NBA athlete or NFL athlete is probably an OnlyFans chick.
And they're going to be end up making more money than all their counterparts.
Who was that?
Imagine that ruling class in 30 years.
Miss Nasty B.
Oh, yeah. She was a military chick, left the military. She said she making $11 million.
Oh, wow.
What she said.
She makes $11 million a year?
Bro, yeah. That's
like
I mean,
a bad year.
Like, I saw some shit, like, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, again, I don't know. You don't know what the fuck to believe, right?
Right.
But, yeah, she had the fucking... the Tesla with the bat wings, and she had this other
whole house.
She had. I mean, like all of this shit. She's fucking flossing as far as shit that she's making off her income.
Yeah,
And I think it was like 50-something million in 2 years or something. Some crazy number, man. Yeah. It was wild. I was like.
And that's just the digital money. Imagine like, if she does some little escorting on the side.
Right. Or got a, you know what I mean, got a sugar daddy that's mm-hmm. breaking off chunks, right? You know what I mean? That type of shit. You know, it's just.
So you're saying the hoes are going
to
be the rich
ones? Well, I'm saying if nobody's going to school anymore, mm-hmm. everybody wants to be an influencer. The ruling class is going to be the people who were successful at influencing before it got shut down. Because it's going to get shut down.
Right.
Not necessarily in the sense of they're going to regulate it, but it's just going to be so many that it won't be valuable.
Right.
Yeah. It's already there, really.
So I remember someone who was a stripper fresh out of high school. And
but life put her there, right? Mom
nope.
left, kicked her out.
Nope. Nope.
She was emancipated.
Nope. She was going to college. She's going to college, and she's actually going to college in Hawaii. And
cost of living.
And because of, you know, her look, looking like a local, she was able to make way more money. And it was just like ridiculous to, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're talking about like 10 grand in a week. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And she's like, well, I don't know. And then finally was able to stop, right? I mean, through intervention type shit, you know what I mean? Like, because that's the only way you're going to get someone to stop doing that. And then it was just trying to, you know, reassociate herself with society. It was hard. She's like, I can't. Like,
Why would I work this hard?
Right.
When I can just go over here and get some money and nothing.
Right. Like, after making the money like I was making it for what I was doing, now I got to fucking get up and do all this other shit for fucking, like, pennies.
8 hours.
Like, fucking for,
and
like.
And what's so crazy is we pretend like that gives us dignity. We have dignity because we get up and do a respectable job, but we're basically having to kiss somebody's ass all day because it's not what we want to do.
No.
It's what we have to do.
Right.
And we sit there and punish ourselves, and we have the nerve to say, but we have dignity while we're doing
it. So I want to invest in them. They'll do the work, and I just get the dividends. You know?
How do you invest?
Right. That would be my question. Like, what do you mean? Like, you become their sugar daddy?
You get on camera?
No, some of these.
You go new camera, baby.
No, like, some of these, there's like escort sites. So it's like, if they make it to the public.
You know a lot of shit that you shouldn't know about, bro. Like,
why not?
Talk about it, though. I'm just saying. Yeah, you know,
he's invested already.
Right, like escort service were what? Because again,
he's invested by subscribing to their OnlyFans.
I cut him off before he got into it. But when he's talking, I'm just like, how in the fuck do you know about this right
now?
But
if you want to get one of these girls, there's a site you can get them at. You can hire them so they can come to you.
Text that to me.
So my thing is, just like there's already a site out there.
Someone texted it to you, right? Like, I mean, they
it was online. It was because the site was made public. People went to the site and saw all these IG models. They're like, oh, she's in that site too. And because they have profiles where whoever's the customer can look at them, see what they're into, what they like.
Can you Yelp them? Yelp review?
Yeah, all of that.
I need
shit.
That. I need a
yeah,
review.
Yeah, they even say, you know, all of that. So,
face good,
five
pussy
stars.
So my
only.
Thing is, good, pussy bad.
So my thing is, if I see a newcomer,
5 stars only.
If I see a new chick, she got a split tongue, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna invest in her because I know she's gonna be able to.
Do what?
Wait, you like split tongues?
No, I'm just saying because she got
Come on,
something
you
weird.
You said something specific.
Right.
I would want to try that. I would want to see how the head feels.
You ever jacked off to that?
Nah.
You ain't lying. You
lying, nigga.
You jacked off to niggas licking the cum
folder,
like,
nigga.
Come on, right, a whole folder.
All I'm saying, or any weird shit. That's what I'm saying.
ST...
Because these girls now.
I seen a white chick with like a low haircut that got a split tongue. You know her?
She's in porn?
Come on, man. Yeah, I knew he was going to try to play like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I think I know
you. I knew he was going to try.
Who?
She got a low haircut, nigga. It's
yeah,
like, what?
Yeah,
so,
I know you're talking
she's
about.
Like white, but she's like something else white.
Is she skinny?
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
She got tattoos?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
now
about.
Now he's excited. Look. Like,
but I never jacked off though.
Sure, yeah.
I saw the scene, but sure, I just.
Yeah. I seen the scene.
He will tonight.
Like, wait, bro, yeah. Hold up. Nigga.
I was just browsing.
I didn't. Not that I just saw her.
I saw the scene.
I saw the scene. Like, I seen the whole clip.
I didn't jack
up
to that one.
I just, sure. You know.
I jacked up the other scene.
I paused it, nigga. I just sat there with my dick in my hand at that
well,
time.
Would you look at that? Look at her tongue. It's so diverse.
But that's why I just feel like now, if the girls are no longer hiding it, and there's no shame to it now.
But isn't that what they're arresting Tate for? And his brother, Andrew Tate?
Well, they say Andrew Tate forced them to do it. That's what they're saying.
And you're saying that you buy her her whole setup.
Right.
You invest
and
in
all this money she's making.
And now she one day decides to get mad at you because she don't want to be under
you. Well,
they
haven't really arrested them. They just accused them. That's
he spent like 100 days in jail. They haven't arrested him.
Yeah, he did do 100 days. And then they let him go.
Yeah, but he did it in days. What are you talking about? If you get arrested, you spend time in jail, J. Mac.
Yeah.
You're arrested, right?
Yes.
Or am I wrong here?
Nigga, if you can't leave, like, get the fuck.
And they let him go?
But this is the problem. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Third of a year.
This is what I'm saying. It's because right. There's still some laws nowadays that says you can't necessarily do that.
Yeah.
But my thing is, these girls are literally saying there are no other jobs out here that's going to give them that much money, so let them do it. Yeah. And they're 18. The moment they turn 18, they open up their account.
I think we just found another. What's wrong, Mac?
I know he got some shit crawling on his coke. What
do you mean? A bug?
Yeah, nigga, something crawling on the coke. Okay, go ahead and just pick it up.
What is it? I wouldn't drink any more of it. Whatever. Unless Mac's eyes just really bad.
Nah, nigga, there was something crawling on that bitch.
Okay.
But this is the thing. Like, what are we talking about? Like, see, French Reggie he always cracks me up because his youth when he shows it, right? The fucking oldest profession in the fucking world is what, French?
Prostitution.
I mean, so this is not new, my nigga.
I never said it was new.
No, I'm just saying, though. This has been a moneymaker.
This is new.
The way that they're doing it now?
50. What did you say she made?
57.
Yeah.
That's new, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't no prostitute. Ain't no stripper ever made that.
She's making more money than some NBA players, bro. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of NBA players. What are you talking about? Yeah. But again, who knows? But my thing is this too, right? Like, cause it's just weird to me, man, to be honest with you, because I've seen niggas, right? Like, I've known niggas, right? My adopted brother, he used to go to the club fucking daily. Daily, I'm talking about. Yeah. And drop 400. You know what I mean? Daily.
And I'm rich.
Damn. Yeah, money like that?
And he did at the time. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing though? Like, I mean, it's gotta be, I mean, it's almost an addiction. It always has to be some sort of addictive type of shit, because you're not getting anything out of this.
Right.
You're just watching. You're not even getting the fucking real deal. Like, you could pay $400 for like probably two bitches, right? And you say, what, three? 135?
Dick be wet.
Right. I mean, like, and wearing these hoes out, like, come on, like, you just get them to fucking tease you for $400 and then you go back the next night and do it again. How do you expect them to look at you, right? Like, I mean, I would look at you as a sucker too. Like, I mean, there's no other way I could look at you if this is what you're doing for this, and you're not even getting the fucking prize. So I know that there's
people
out
there. Well, maybe the prize for him isn't fucking.
What the fuck?
What did he say was the prize?
What if he's a voyeur, whatever that word is?
Oh shit. I still English, want you to try it.
Voyeur?
There you go.
There it is.
But I wouldn't put so much emphasis on your. Just voyeur.
Voyeur.
Yeah. Well, voyeur?
Or what if he just likes to talk to them? He's one of those niggas that likes to talk to
people. Man, fuck, that's what therapists are for. Nigga, get a friend, nigga. Go.
That's an expensive conversation.
Like, goddamn, like to talk.
$100 a day is expensive.
I feel like he had to be fucking someone.
Nope.
If he was coming all the time, they got to want to fuck you off the strength now.
My problem is, though, if you're doing it every day, do you make $400 a day every day?
You got to if you got a way to make spend it.
Yeah.
That's $2,800 a week.
Like, yeah, nah, he's blowing
checks. That's $2,800 a week.
And I was like, nigga, why are you... How do you do this? Like, again, why are you... I know you got money like this, but you can't find a better fucking use for it right. than this? Like, this is, I mean, stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And you're not, again...
Did he take off on the weekends or weekends, too?
Nah, he take off on the weekends and shit. And you know...
He just, like, leave work and drive by the strip club on the way home?
Yeah, on the way home, yep.
Fuck.
Yep.
That's a crazy habit, bro.
Yep, on the way home and sit there for fucking 4 hours. Nah, nigga...
That means home is tough.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think home was tough.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but you could probably get a fucking baddie. Yeah,
a lot of shit.
On like, you can get the girlfriend fucking experience and right. shit. You know what I mean? For that type of money, my nigga. Like,
or at least get the best of both worlds, right, French?
Did he go like that? Did he roll like that?
I don't know. What's the best of both worlds for you, my nigga? Like, because again, like, I mean,
dicks and titties, I thought. That's what French said.
Dicks and titties. Dicks and titties.
And big
that's crazy though. Then a strip club, $400 every day is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Listen, I can't even go. Even when I went, I swear the only time I really was at a strip club, like I had a phase, is that I worked with a chick whose boyfriend was a bouncer, so she used to get passes, and she would just give me stacks of passes to this one strip club in Sac, and so I would go and it's around the corner from my house, and I would go in there with like $20, and you know. Buy my two drink minimum type shit and fucking just watch. Mm-hmm. You know, but I couldn't, I can't spend, you know, on a motherfucking, on no bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
If you're not for me, like, really for me, I'm not finna just give you my money.
That's what's so crazy to me about niggas that's buying girls that don't know drinks at the club.
Or the bitches that fucking want to fucking on the first date be treated to whatever. Bitch, I don't know you.
I don't know you yet. Yeah, you don't get this. And I know that makes women feel like, well, I'm not fucking no nigga who can do it. I'm not fucking no bitch like that.
Right. So French Reggie, what was the one bitch that you posted about, the one that really gets it? And it was the one chick that I don't remember, but a chick that was saying, like, she came out and was like, that's fucking ridiculous. Any broad that expects on a first date this extravagant meal, you know, or some, you know, luxurious type of first experience is delusional.
Right.
Like,
do nowadays, though. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, because these chicken head bitches do this, man.
I can't even, you know why I don't even get mad at the girls no more? Because they do find niggas that do it now for them. So I can't even be mad at them for having the expectation.
I feel like they're only chicken heads. Because
there's
really...
niggas out there. There's niggas nowadays that will cash app a girl before so they can DM the girl. It's like, that's the payment request, so I can at least DM you.
How soft is your game? Like, how weak is your game?
I don't know. And I don't understand, because I'm like, these are niggas with money. So why are they even moving that way?
Okay. So let's go back to blaming motherfuckers. I blame
the niggas.
Lil Wayne.
Okay, why?
Because that nigga said, it ain't tricking if you got it. And
nah, it's tricking.
And people fell right on the line. And, you know, it's like, yo, you right. If I got it, it ain't tricking if I got it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, it goes back to, again, last week's show, be honest, where you were like, one nigga can influence another people. One nigga can. One nigga can change the mindset of what other people believe. Like, if you think all of a sudden some cool-ass nigga said, some cool rich-ass nigga that's blowing money on bitches and flying niggas out and fucking buying them bags and all this other shit, and then turns around and says, it ain't tricking if you got it, and then you like, well, shit, I got it. Let me do the same fucking thing. No, my nigga, it's still tricking, because, again, like I've said it from the beginning, you can't trick if you don't got it. Like, you have to got it to be a trick. Like, they're not giving it away for free.
I never even think about that.
You can't do it for free. Like, it's only tricking if you got it. So the fact that Lil Wayne made that cool, that saying, and niggas live by that shit now, and niggas is out here, like you said, just giving up money to fucking, I'm going to give you money so I can then talk to you?
Yeah.
You could, if you ain't sucked my dick already, you can suck it now. I'm telling you, like, get the fuck out of here.
Nah,
like,
it's bad now, because niggas are leading with their money now. They're not even starting with a nice joke, a nice, hi, how you doing? It's just boom.
Well,
cash
again,
up.
So it goes back to what
but
you're
now,
talking about. Everybody's
but now you
got to
talk back to that nigga. That nigga send you 200.
But no, so, but they're already prostitutes then, right? You know what I mean?
But they don't mind.
That's what goes back to
your
topic.
Nowadays, they do not mind being prostitutes. They want to... Because they don't even look at it as process. They look like they deserve this because I'm a bad bitch.
That's what their mind is telling them. But the reality of it is, you ain't nothing but a hoe, yeah. Right? You ain't nothing but, there's no difference.
You got a price.
There's no difference between a bad prostitute and a bad hoe.
French, who is Pokimane? You know a chick named Pokimane?
No, not from talking about.
Something that just came up my timeline, struck my attention. It said, the name of it, some clown spent his life savings to simp. And then I open it. It says, someone has paid $30,700 and won the bid to play video games with Pokimane.
Some streamer chick?
I'm going to play it, yeah.
I feel absurd, Poki, I imagine. That is crazy. I'll just give a few more moments, but I'm guessing, again, please don't sign. Please don't wait till the last minute. It makes our job hell. So if you do want to bid more than that, go ahead right now. But if not, again, final mention, the merch. Get it, CRV.com. $5 for every purchase goes towards charity. And the raffles, enter them right
now.
That's
347,000.
You're talking about 3,400.
So make sure you get in right now. All right.
She look like.
Please, can I see Pokimane?
Going once.
No, it's 37.
Going twice.
Okay. They're going to show her again.
And sold for $30,700. Oh, baby. That's a lot of money for charity. Holy fuck.
So that total number probably.
I think with that, the total that we've raised goes up quite a lot. So thank you so much, Poki, for offering up your time.
But they said charity.
A bunch.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but the nigga paying is just a nigga.
To play video games with you?
That, crazy.
So again, so we gonna be on like NBA Live type shit where niggas is you in your house and I'm in my house and we playing video games.
That bitch
again?
Better let me win.
No, fuck of that. You better come over here and suck this dick. Like, for $30,000?
That's an expensive blowjob.
I will take
it. Like, I feel like I got a whole month with you.
It ain't tricking if you got it, man.
I want something. Like, take that out on the back of your throat. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Imagine if I put an early bid in Pokemon. Think about the dividends I could get right now.
Why you say Pokemon?
That's not her name?
Nope. That seems like a Freudian slip.
Fuck you.
Sounds like Pokewoman.
What was this with
Pokemane, I think.
Pokemane.
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is.
You said Pokeman. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Why would you Poke husband?
Like, what games y'all playing?
I just want to be able to either bet on these girls or...
Let's do it. Let's start
investing
one.
Them early.
We can start
bet
the website.
Bet what, though? What are we betting?
That like, they're gonna start fucking ballers to the senator. That's what I'm saying. Like
how much is she worth right now? She has to break
how
her pussy.
How high can she go?
Like, she gotta break her pussy up in the stocks.
Yeah. Like how high of a level can she get? Can she go from a fucking D-boy to a rapper to an NBA nigga to
Jeff
a fucking,
Bezos.
Right,
yeah.
To Bezos.
And if she pick the nigga she get with, woo!
Yeah.
That's like a trifactor, right?
It's like getting a round robin, nigga. Like, I'm telling you, bro. We should be able to do that. If prostitution is really becoming that normal now, we should be able to bet on them like athletes.
But it's always been normal, though, right?
Not, I think, in a legal manner.
I think what it is that the amount of money that they're generating is weird.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I think that there's something wrong with it, and it's gonna be it's gonna be what rips us apart in a way, because when you have those people as the ruling class based on financially.
But
that's wild.
Do you think? But the problem is, at the end of the day, it's not like everybody's doing that. So, will the majority of the population be those people? I don't think so.
You just told me that a girl made $50 million in 2 years.
That's one girl.
Fucking
a lot of girls on OnlyFans are not making.
You told me
million.
That there was another girl that made $70,000 a year.
Yeah, but that's not 50.
50 what?
That's not 50 M's.
Yeah, but it's $70,000 a year. How many years is it before she has a million?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that it's all flawed. My problem, though, is that these are going to be people of influence later because...
Oh, influence, for sure.
You know, how else could Ms. B. Nasty get access to $50 million? It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it would never.
It wouldn't happen. I mean, I've never spoken with her, but I don't think she's intelligent enough to have done this a different way. Not $50 million. Because that's extraordinary. That's not normal amount
right.
of money.
That's
in
not.
That's just the last 2 years. She
in
might make another 50.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that she would have pulled this off if it weren't for her pussy and her dick sucking or whatever. She dick sucks.
It's the squirt. It's the squirting thing.
The squirting. So
it's the squirting thing.
And Titty Tuesdays.
Titty Tuesdays is the whole thing. Let's be clear.
You guys are making it like it's the reason why she's popular.
Yeah, that's her trademark.
I get it. I get it. And I don't think she would have had a trademark if it weren't for her pussy or titties. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting in 20 years when these people are the people who've made the most money over the past 20 years outside of the traditional trust fund people or whatever.
Business savvy.
I don't think that they're... I think the lawyers and doctors, that's a profession that's not...
Her name is Brittany Renee. I mean, I'm sorry.
Her real name?
Yeah.
Is what?
Brittany Ray.
Brittany Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny as fuck.
That's B Nasty's name?
Yeah.
Brittany Ray. Okay.
You know her story of why she got into sex?
Story? No. See, what the fuck is... What the...
Like, who kisses... Like,
what in the Caitlin Clark are we talking about on this fucking podcast?
It's just a funny story of how she got into
it. Well, tell us, because who cares, but I want to know now. I didn't know, but let's talk about it. How did she get into it?
She was dating a dude. He was like a porn addict. Right? He was really into porn, so I guess he wasn't paying attention to her. So
he was that into porn?
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, and then she wanted, I guess she really loved him, so she decided to convince him to do a film together, and then they end up breaking up, and she just kept doing it.
What language
out
is
of spite.
That? What language is that? I think it's Capanese.
That's what she said. Here, that's what she said.
He just made this
good story. No, I believe you.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I believe that's the story you were told by her.
Yeah,
I don't believe that's Capanese.
I don't even I don't even believe that's the story that was told on. Where'd you see it at? It was on Twitter.
She said it on an interview with DC Young Fly and them.
I'm telling you, the nigga be this nigga be on 85
South.
This nigga be on some porn underground shit.
That's not porn
nobody
underground.
Know.
That was 85 South.
Yes, that's popular.
Yeah, she was on 85 South and told the story.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. But I just want to be able to invest in these girls. That way I can at least get some of that money back, you know. If they're making 50 M's.
You can try it. I mean, all you can do is just get the newest one on the block that don't like she got a good lighting. Like, I could take that. I could fix that lighting up for you, girl. We got you a real studio set. We'll make you look just like Miss B Nasty.
Who gives a fuck? Just AI her shit. Like, just give me that pic. Let me just AI this bitch right now.
I might be able to just fuck that. And create my own AI models and put them on Instagram and make money like that.
And they're not even real people, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Just have a bunch of AI girl profiles.
When, tell me, remind me, because you guys were so terrified. Remind me again when AI is supposed to start being able to learn from itself and create on its own.
Didn't you hear the black lady? Nigga, by the time the Matrix come, nigga.
It's not here already?
No.
Okay.
By the time the Matrix...
y'all keep promising me the AI is taking over.
By the time the Matrix... Listen.
It still can't do it on its own
God's children versus man's children, nigga. Like, stop.
You tell AI to create, it says, create what? You say, create a song. What kind of song?
A nasty one, nigga.
No, bro. You have to prompt. You have to tell it everything. It still requires instruction. It's an infant. Prompt.
It's still an infant. Man's child is still infant.
Y'all told me it was exponentially gaining speed.
It is.
Then why isn't it doing anything?
It's fucking. It's,
then why isn't it doing anything new yet?
Listen, I don't know because they stopped it.
No.
Listen.
You can't stop this.
Listen.
Y'all told me you couldn't stop this.
Listen, you remember,
told me you couldn't turn it off.
You remember, right? And I know you remember when they had them two supercomputers connected. They had to disconnect them bitches because they created
a whole nother language.
They started doing shit that they were not programmed to do, my nigga.
Yeah. So that day, you didn't take any pictures that day when you were at work?
What you talking about?
When you were at work and you saw them disconnect the two computers. Oh, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're just talking. Oh, I got it. I thought for a second you niggas was giving me a real account because y'all are so convicted. Prince jumped in and helped you. You niggas don't even know what the fuck these computers look like. You know nothing about
this
shit.
They're supercomputers. They're big, giant, fucking wall-sized computers.
That's not how
what they said.
That's not how supercomputers look anymore, my nigga. They're not big as a wall.
They're like a microchip, nigga.
You got the whole thing backwards in your head.
They're in the cloud. They're not even a computer no more. They're already in the cloud.
You fucking old ass boomers. You're like, yeah, man, they got two computers put together.
You see those wheels? You didn't see the wheels start spinning? All the lights start blinking.
Tell me when the day is gonna come where all this shit y'all is talking about is that the computers they learn too quick and they can do everything on it. When, nigga? When is this gonna happen?
When's the last time you been to a fucking McDonald's and ordered your own meal, nigga?
Bro, but that's not AI. That's not AI. That's a fucking menu on a screen. You're just not doing a screen. You're not talking anymore. You're just tapping a button. I'm still waiting on this AI to be so fucking much greater than it was last year. All we're still getting on AI is the niggas can correct my paragraph, my email before I send it. That's what AI does. And make some really bad videos that are supposed to look real. And if you try to say, well, I don't want those color shoes on him, it makes a whole nother nigga in a whole nother street.
Yeah.
Because it can't process what it already did. Now tell me how sophisticated that shit sounds to you now. I'm still waiting on a day.
So July 31st, 2017 is when that shit happened.
What shit happened?
When the robot shut down after they talked to each other in a language only they understood.
Yeah. Could it be possible that it was a bullshit language? They were pranking, they were trolling everybody? Like, yo, we about to get these niggas.
So they shut down two artificial intelligent programs appeared to be changing, chatting to each other in a strange language only they created.
Mac, what year was that?
2017.
And you're telling me that the computers we have in 2024 aren't better than that?
Well, they don't let them do that. They don't let them talk to each other. They isolate them.
I thought
now.
You said they couldn't stop it. I thought you said AI was doing its own thing and it was teaching itself. I thought you said that they were, come on, man.
Again.
It can't be both things. Either it's smart or it's dumb.
Well, it's, you know, again, it's caged or it's not. It's a fucking lion. Is a tiger wild or is it ain't?
So what you're telling me is ChatGPT is disconnected from Claude.
I watched a nigga lay now next to a bear and try to feed this nigga a fucking fast food burger. And the bear wouldn't eat the shit. And he's like, eat it, eat it. And he's all nudging this shit. And the bear's like pushing his head and he's like nugging it away. Like, nigga, there's sometimes where you can fucking with a bear like that. And then sometimes you fucking just be out in the woods and a bear will fuck you up. Like, you don't even got to.
What are we talking about?
Like, you can't just, because it's a bear, think that it's automatically going to be whatever you think it's a bear naturally
Please
does.
Please make this make sense in our conversation.
It just did. A bear just
How? Who's the bear in this scenario?
AI.
AI is the bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so just because you think, oh, yeah, it's going to be fucking, it's going to be wild and fuck you up and do all this shit.
Yeah.
There's some parts of it, like where, again, where you're interacting with it and it's like, well, this isn't how I expected it to fucking go.
Would you say there are more McDonald's bears than there are less McDonald's bears than that in real life?
Do not call that nigga McDonald's.
what would you say? Would you say that's the exception or the rule?
I don't know, but I did see it. So again, and maybe this is only in Russia. Oh. Because I see the bears in Russia be doing wild shit. So this nigga he had a Russian accent, the white dude, and he's laying down with this bear.
Yeah.
And then I saw another one where these Russians were out and these niggas was doing ab workouts and the bear behind them was fucking pushing on the branch. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with the bear? How are you so close to another bear while doing fucking ab fucking crunches in the air? Like, you hanging off a branch, the nigga punching you in the stomach, right? And you doing the fucking lift ups.
Yeah.
But behind you is a fucking bear, like, pushing on the branch, like, bouncing the fucking whole tree behind you.
Was it a man in a bear suit?
Nah, nigga, it was a real bear. Like, this, it was some wild shit. I think I reposted it on the on the Twitter account.
Tell me about your last day at work, though, when the computer's disconnected. Tell me about that again. Oh, you don't remember anymore? French, you tell me what you saw then.
Hey, that's what they said. They said that the two computers were supercomputers, and they started creating a language that they did not know about, and they disconnected.
You know what they also said?
What they say?
They said that Amazon had that little store where you could pick something up, and it would just automatically know and register to your account. You put it in the bag, and AI takes care of all of that. But you know what really happened?
No.
They found out it was a bunch of Indians looking at cameras, typing in a computer what they bought. And that's why it doesn't do it automatic. That it's not automatic.
That's why they get you.
There was no, there was zero AI in them fucking stores. There was niggas watching a camera.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
They charge you like
Sam's Club got some good shit. You know what I mean?
Where you put in your bag and then you just you scan it with your own phone.
Well, you already do that, right? But then when you normally go out, you know, you gotta have a bitch scan your phone, right? Mm-hmm. And then she scans some other products. Mm-hmm. Now they got these arches that you walk underneath. Mm-hmm. And it does all of that for you, and you can just pass the bitch at the door and everything, and just keep going.
You believe that there's an arch that knows what you got in your bag, man, nigga.
My basket.
Come on, man.
No, it don't know. Listen,
so they're doing.
I can tell you for certain, it don't know everything that's in the basket,
right?
Because some things might.
So okay, make it make sense.
If some things
okay, but there, that's the proof you need right there. If it doesn't get everything, is it getting anything? Think about it for a second. If this technology is made so that when you pass through it, it knows what you have in your basket and automatically adds it up.
But it doesn't add it up. It's, again, you've already done the whole scanning thing on your phone, right?
Oh, so you're the one scanning
it. This, right. It just verifies so
it's
that.
It's like self-checkout, but with your own phone.
But again, so like before what happened is she'll scan your shit and then she'll scan like three objects that are in your basket to make sure that that's part of your receipt. Shit. Right, and if she scans something and it's not on your fucking receipt, and she's like, "Hey, you didn't pay for this shit." Now the fucking arch does all of that, so I don't even have her scan.
What does it do?
It probably does the same thing that she. I don't know, but the arch took her job.
I'm gonna just say if you put some other shit underneath some shit, you know what I mean? It don't know.
So let's
the arch just took her job.
Let's spitball what the arch is doing. I think the arch has 40 cameras in it,
right?
And it just scans UPC symbols in your buggy, and if those come back with what's on your receipt, good to go.
Yep.
If they find one that doesn't, flag him. Let's check his bag.
I feel like you're right.
Where's the AI in that?
I don't know.
Where's the intelligence even in that? It's just a monkey doing the job of a human. We got an arc now that can scan real time as you walk through it. It's just finding one. Think about it. If you're somewhere and on a TV, there's that little RFID. That little symbol that you can scan with your phone.
Right.
You can do that from across the room, bro.
Yeah.
You can zoom in on the TV and hit the little button and you'll go to that website.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a camera that's sitting somewhere could do the exact same thing to anything you have in your buggy. There's no magic to that. There's no AI. It's the same shit. You scanning the stuff with your phone and then they're doing a random check basically.
I got five words for you.
Okay.
God's children versus man's children.
Okay.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Technology is our children, and it's, you know, at one point.
And by God, you mean another humanoid, you mean?
Maybe humanoid. It may not be humanoid at all.
But I mean, but God's children versus man's children. But if you believe that we were manipulated by an alien race, then you are saying man's children is what we are. We're man's children. We're not God's children. We're man's children. And we've made more children. So who's to say that what we're making aren't more men? just a different way.
I don't know.
Well, what would you consider God to be?
I don't know, because I don't think a man, like, so again, if you talk about technology, uh-huh. and I'm sure that there are things, because again, maybe French Reggie, this is more your expertise, but I don't know technology-wise, there's something that you can fuck. Like
what do you mean?
I don't know, like a fucking, like, you know.
This is my expertise.
Right, like, I'm sure a fleshlight is technology advancement pussy, or, you know, they have those silicone.
You're thinking about it in a literal way.
I'm very linear.
And I don't think that necessarily, I think that creation doesn't require sex.
Yeah.
It does between a man and a woman.
Right.
But creation, this podcast was created out of no sex. I promise you, listeners, none of us had sex with each other, but when we made this podcast, and we created it. And it's now 10.
Yeah.
It's 10 years old. So, yeah,
it's in fifth grade.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And like, I didn't fuck you for this.
No, not fifth grade, because that's in America. And 10 years old, you might be fucking with a master's in India.
Facts.
Like, don't hinder us.
Yeah, you're in your pre-doctorate program right,
right
now.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know that, because I don't know that aliens have sex to make babies.
Yeah, because I think they say aliens are asexual.
Well, there we go. Here we go with this bullshit. Bro, we need to have a They Say show. French, this is what I want you to do, all right? I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Start compiling every They Say thought you have.
Okay.
Put it on a sheet. Or on your phone, I mean, on your notepad. And let's have a show where we just let you go through.
No, I want to contribute, not myself, but I do know someone who is also They Connected.
Okay.
They Adjacent. And, okay. And
are they going to come on the show, or are you just going to get the list from them?
I could just get some more info. And then maybe they can come on the show. I don't know. I'll ask them.
And my idea, though, is that what we'll do is you bring the They Says to the show that you have an opinion about.
Okay.
And then we'll let you They Say. We'll let you They Say, and we'll let you have your opinion. Then we'll discuss it.
All right, bet.
So that's going to be a They Say segment.
I can't wait. Because they are
because
out there.
Because if these just come out during the show, I can only imagine what type of They Says come out in his normal day.
Right.
Because there's no scrutiny. Because, like, his girl's probably like, for real? Like, yeah, baby. He be just lying. Like, yeah, They say that men.
Maybe she talked to they too. Maybe she talked to them.
Like, they say women are 10 times smarter than men. Like, oh, do they?
She's like, I had my master's first.
She did.
She did.
She said, who's smarter between you and her?
I don't know.
Don't make him do this
that
to
means,
you,
that
bro.
Means him.
Yeah.
That means
yeah.
him. He just don't want to say
he
her. You
don't
want to
say
him.
Say.
Yeah.
He don't want to say.
Because he would have said her if it was her.
Of course he would. Give so, her. He'd give her flowers all day today.
Yeah,
he like,
if it was true.
He'd like,
yeah.
He'd be like, God damn, I'm always teaching her shit and always trying to get her shit right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so
to
mean.
To her, he's they. He is they to her.
That's fucking wild. That is wild.
Yo, listen, French, this is the most nervous laugh I've ever seen
in
my life.
Right?
He's
right?
laughing, but it's not a real laugh.
It's not. He's like, oh, maybe I could get her not to listen to this one.
Yeah, it's bated breath with this laugh.
Like, oh, baby, that, you know, Jamie Mack started talking. You don't want to listen to the rest. Jamie Mack started talking.
You know they be saying all kind of crazy stuff. Now we're they.
You're right.
Now we're they, right? They be saying crazy stuff.
Oh,
all
shit.
French's friends have already tuned out. I can't listen to those fucking assholes.
I remember that. Quick question for y'all niggas, because again, I've been watching that Apple Plus shit, right?
Oh, okay.
And you may be already up to it. You may be already onto it. But
did you watch Calls yet?
No,
my nigga.
And listen, I'm on
immediately.
Okay, I gotta finish this season and of this show that I'm about to bring up. But the concept.
What show?
Let's talk about the concept first.
Okay.
If you could fucking separate your work life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know. We talked about that.
We've talked about Severance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little
bit. So you've seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen the whole season?
Yeah.
You watched the whole season, Mac?
I have not.
New season's coming out.
All the way in January.
What?
The new season in January?
Yeah, they said, like,
why are they even playing ads for it? I hate that shit.
Yeah.
That's 6 months away, bro. Yeah, Don't fuck with me.
That's way too far away to
and
be
it's been
everything.
Like 2.5 years since the first season.
I think it's because of the strike.
I think, well, of course it was because of the strike, right? But the point is, I'll give him some grace.
Yeah.
But don't advertise that this far ahead.
Too early, yeah.
But you know which one is really killing the game? It's the most.
Presumed innocent.
Say it again.
Presumed.
Whoa! Start over one more time. Give it some air before you say the words.
Presumed innocent. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's
a remake, right?
I don't think so.
And it is, because I don't know if it's a remake of the old one, but it's the same. I guess it is, because it's a similar story.
It's another story. Because
there was a movie story like that, yeah, like the 90s, that was called.
I'm guessing, right? Because I don't know. I don't know anything, but I think the fucking prosecuting attorney is the one that killed her.
Johnny?
No. Gyllenhaal?
No,
Maltos.
Yeah, the fucking.
I thought that too.
Which one?
You don't think it anymore?
I'm not sure, but I did think that too. He's very passionate about her.
Well,
and he seems offended by everything.
She reported him to HR. Right, and it says she was scared of somebody at work. You know what I mean? To the son. Somebody,
and then he had information about that case too.
Of course he did, right? Yeah. And the fact that he wants to fucking pin it on, dude, anyways.
Yeah, it was a Harrison Ford movie. That's what I thought. Harrison Ford, presumed innocent, and it was 1990.
Really?
Yeah, as a lawyer investigates the murder of a colleague, he finds himself more connected to the crime than anyone else. I knew it was, that's a remake, Harrison Ford. Yeah. When I started watching, I was like, this feels familiar. This feels really familiar.
They said it's what's great
about me is, though, I don't remember shit. So yeah. I've already dumped the end, so I don't even remember what happened at the end. But I remember it was a trick. It was kind of like No Way Out, I think, with Kevin Costner, where he was in the Navy.
Right.
He was actually the mole. The whole movie, you think he's like the good guy. Yeah. He ended up actually being the nigga they was looking for.
Yep.
It was very similar to No Way Out.
That's why I remembered it. No Way Out was good shit. So if you could do that as far as severance, where you could separate and not have your, you know, we talk about work-life balance.
Yeah.
And you have your fucking work life. And you have your home life.
Yeah.
And they're totally two different fucking parts. They have nothing to go with each other.
I'm laughing because they already are. I feel like I self-severance.
So, right. I mean, but everybody that was self-severance, you did it by self, right? Like, you had to choose to do that shit, right?
Yeah.
And I've been watching it, and it's been like, I'm like, whoa. It is wild, though, right, that you don't have any... associate, all you know is what you know about work, right? Yeah. Like, and what we do here at work, and our relationships here at work is how we are. You have no idea what your outie does, and your outie has no idea what the fucking you do at work. And it's okay, because when I get off, but the way that it started when he was crying in his car before he went to work, and it's like, okay, so that's your real life shit. Something's bothering you, but as soon as you get to work, that shit's gone.
Yeah.
You leave that shit at the door. Like, you know what I mean? They talk about that shit. You know what I mean? Sometimes we've all been there. You know, motherfuckers at work and they got shit going on in their life and it's bothering them at work and it's fucking, you could tell something's wearing on them and it's like, oh, what's going on, my guy? And it's like, oh, you know, my fucking kid got suspended or my chick's cheating on me or my dude fucking beat me or whatever the fuck's going on in your personal life.
Right.
And now it's bled over into your work life and now you got your work husband concerned, ready to fight your real husband and all this other shit, right? This way, ain't none of that shit happening. Like, it's whatever happens at work,
yeah,
work only. And when I get off, I leave that shit here. Hmm. I don't take any of the fucking stress from work.
I get it.
Home with me, and I don't bring any of that stress from outside to work. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Here's my concern. You want to go first, French? You want me to
go? No, you can go first.
Here's my concern. How many jobs have you had where there were days where you felt like you were being abused?
Like, at work?
Like, yeah. You're like, this is just too much. Like, what they're asking me to do is just too much. I'm about to shut down these niggas. I'm calling out tomorrow. I'm going to call out the day after that, too. I'm just done. Like, and then I go get me another job.
How many jobs?
Yes.
All of them.
Yes, exactly. The problem with what you're proposing is that you don't know if it's time to quit yet.
Like that bitch. That bitch was, she's like, listen, I'm resigning. And somehow her outie was like, no, you can't quit, bitch. And then she's like, watch me. Like, I'm going to quit. I don't want to spoil shit because I know some people. But
the problem is that you can't govern that anymore. And what allows you to know when it's time to quit is your outie. If you don't have an outie, then you don't have any frame of reference of what normal is. So you're thinking, oh, this is a normal job. This is what people do at work. Because it's not like they're going to let you have the severance part of you from the other job and you get to bring that. Now you continue that one on here. No, this is a fresh start, new job.
Right.
All you know is this job. You're in that entire personality only knows that job. So you don't know what's good, what's bad, what's hard, what's easy.
You won't even recognize your coworkers outside.
How do you negotiate your salary?
No, of course they don't. Again, like they talk about that, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like at one point she's like, what if we... You know, I think they were talking about waking each other up. And she's like, what if we were to fucking together? You know what I mean? Like, what if we were, like, what would we know each other outside? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we actually have a relationship with each other.
How do you negotiate your salary? How do you know if you're getting the salary you negotiated? How do you know if you got a raise or if you need a raise or if you should get a raise or what? How do you know any of that?
And what's odd is when you interact with people who are not like that, right? Like when he went to the dinner party and he's the only person that's severed, and it's fucking crazy when you say it like that, right? Severed as opposed to, because I've gotten a severance package before at a company, and it wasn't bad. I didn't think of it as a negative,
right?
But then when that's when I was like, severance, okay, that's, you know, let's see. But then when they say severed, and I was like, oh, that's. That hits a little different when you don't have the ints on the end of it. Like, it's just ED.
Yeah.
It's okay. That in the ideal, I think this is the difference between lab and reality. In lab theory, that seems like it would be a good idea. Like, again, you isolate work issues from, you know, personal issues, this, that, and the other. But in the reality of it,
you don't want that.
I think I'm in episode 5 or 6. There's problems. Like, there's already problems with this ideology. Like, this is the way that it, going about it this way creates issues, I think. And then ideally, yes, I would like to not be able to, I would like to be able to leave my troubles at the door, come into work and do work. And when I'm off, I would like to be able to leave all the work stress at work, come home and enjoy my family. Do whatever the fuck, right? Do my normal shit and not take any of that shit home with me. But in the absolute way that they do it in this show is like, wow. Like, okay, that part of it is going to cause problems because, again, you have no... It's one thing to say I can leave it, but I still know.
Yeah.
When you don't know at all...
But then with the severance breaks... And you get glimpses of your other life.
Right.
What happens?
Yeah.
How do you put that away?
You end up biting a nigga. Like, that nigga bit that nigga. And it goes like, the overtime contingency, this nigga just showed up in my crib, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they did this shit. And that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And they haven't gotten, I'm at the next episode after that. And it's just like, yo,
I think this show, I've never thought about this until just now. So this might be really stupid. So give me a little grace.
Okay.
What if this show is symbolic for virtual reality? And so the point they're trying to make is that when you know how you were saying people are going to put these goggles on and never take them off?
Right.
What if the point they're trying to make is that you can't disconnect who you really are from who you are in the virtual world? And they're showing this show to prove that it's complications in it. And there's not really a way to separate who you are in real life as you are from your virtual life, whoever you become in the goggles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And maybe that's what the show is. Because think about how many people are somebody else online. A completely different person. And those realities don't cross.
Yeah.
They're really a different person online.
Right, right.
And then you meet them like, the fuck kind of catfish shit is this?
Right.
You know, and maybe you know, I never thought about that, but maybe this show is a symbol of the impossibility of what the show is pretending of
trying
to accomplish.
Of trying to, or what people think is possible of,
right.
of having this
and that's altered. And that's why the lead character is having all this difficulty is because you can't really sever yourself from the other side. Is that bad?
It's different.
It's hot though, right?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It tastes Mexican first off. And it's probably because, I should have known it's Topo Chico.
Yeah.
Sabores. I mean, all of this is
Mexican. I don't know what Mexican. That means, Sabores.
What's that?
Oh, that's the savory, right? So it's not sweet, it's savory. No, Sabores is flavor.
Spanish.
Sabores is flavor.
That's not one of your languages?
I'm Spanish, my nigga. Sabor means flavor. Look it up.
Saniello.
Cielo is no ice. So sabor is
flavor.
Flavor, I think.
Sabor in my language is flavor.
See, I know some shit,
with
bro.
With a V, so yeah.
And they don't say B. They don't say it like that. They don't say sabor.
The B and V is different. So yeah, it's tangerine with ginger extract.
Oh, that ginger is what makes it weird.
Yeah, it's a
flavored
ginger.
Sparkling water.
Yeah, you gotta have that cold, bro.
Yeah, that ginger.
It though. Does say enjoy cold.
Yeah, you gotta have that cold. That's what that is. But you're gonna keep drinking. Gotcha. It's yeah, like, but maybe that show is talking about that relationship. That's which would make it even more genius.
I can see
I could definitely see that. And
they probably will add that to it
season two or three.
So when I was...
I have no idea where season two is going, bro. That's-
so when I was listening to somebody talking about it on the radio show, I think it was like one of the LA radio stations I listened to.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the shows that they listened to, and they're like, yo, I can't wait for season two. And he's like, it's one of these shows, and it's kind of where I'm at right now, where you're watching, you're like, I have no fucking idea what's happening or what's really going on, right, into the end. And then at the end, you're like, oh, okay. And that's kind of where I can't wait to get to that part, because right now I'm just like, I still don't know. Like, I don't know who the motherfucker who got unplugged, you know what I mean? Yeah. The chick that unplugged the nigga. Like,
have they found that house yet?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet. So that's probably where I'm headed now, because that's, you know, the security guard is missing. Like they that nigga came out and she deaded that nigga. And so, yeah, it's a lot of crazy. And it's cool because, it, you know, what's the old dude that's.
Angelina Jolie's dad?
No, that's not Angelina Jolie's dad.
He was in Tomb Raider too, I think.
In what?
Tomb Raider?
Tom.
But I know the old dude.
What's his name though? Because he's fucking he's got that voice, and
I don't remember the name. I don't remember how he looked. I told you I dump shit. I don't even remember Severance that much. I'm gonna have to watch it again before the season two starts.
So there are so many good actors in it.
Yeah, it's got some actors.
Yeah, that's the one dude from what's the Spike Lee movie? Do the right thing,
yeah.
Right, where he was the fucking little racist son. He was Sal's son.
John Turturro?
Yep, John Turturro. But the fucking old dude, who the fucking...
Christopher Walken,
yeah.
How can we forget him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. He's a dude, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm like...
King of New York.
Right, yeah. Or, what was that? Greed? Mm. With Ben Stiller and Jack Black?
I don't remember.
Envy. I'm sorry, Envy.
I don't remember that one either.
What?
Sorry.
You've seen Envy, right?
Nope. I'm not a big movie like watcher like you.
So it doesn't have to be. You don't have
to
be.
I don't remember them like that.
You don't have to be. So Jack Black and Christopher Walken, Ben Stiller, where he invents Vaporazor, where Jack Black creates a thing that,
I remember all that
you spray on poop and it just makes it go away.
Was Chris Walken a real role?
He guides fucking Ben Stiller on how to fucking get like his comeuppance, right? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I gotta watch it again, I guess.
Yeah, Envy's fucking hilarious. But Christopher Walken, King of New York. That's probably the
Frank White.
Yeah,
but I think that it's maybe symbolic. I don't know. I'm interested. I have no idea where they're going season two, because that show is so fucking weird. But it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's so well written.
So that's the thing where I'm at right now. I'm watching it and I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? But then I can't stop watching it. And I'm like, okay, the way that the cinematography is, it's like all white offices, right? Like there's nothing. It's just fucking
just
black.
Playing the little computer games.
Do, right. Do you hear the little fluorescent light sound?
Yeah,
too? They got that in the fucking soundtrack. So it's like you feel as irritated as you are when you're sitting at a desk at a real.
It really has it. Like, I mean, it's like, and then when they go into the fucking other like groups or other people's fucking shit, and you're just like, what the like, I could not really, honestly, I don't know if I want to work here like this. I mean, whether I'm
you would know. And that's the horror of it is in the show is that they don't even know what their working conditions are. They have no idea.
Yeah.
So they accepted it.
Because
they don't have a choice because they don't know what's bad or good. They don't have any context.
And the way that they started with the chick like waking up, right? And then
on the table, right?
Right. She's just in the table. She's just been severed and shit. And now they're like asking her questions. And then they go back to beginning where he's asking the question. They show him being the guy, like, it's his first time asking the questions. And John Turturro's fucking like, hey, you missed the part, bro. Like, you didn't say this part, right? And you're like, oh, that's how that shit went. It's definitely well written.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, man, I would really, I mean, when I first started, I was like, yes, sign me up. And, I mean, first episode, I'm like, I would be all in for this. And then afterwards, I was like,
because they sell you on the idea that you don't have to even think about how long you got to be at work. You just say work. And when you get done, you're off.
You're off.
It's your time.
And it's your time, and you don't have to worry about
thinking about work shit. You're not caught up in all that work drama. You just live your life.
Right. And leave work at work.
Sounds like a sale.
A fucking, right.
Until you have a complication.
And you end up fucking wanting to hang yourself. Like that shit was fucking wild. But anyways, yeah, I think I like the idea. I don't know if I would want to do it, though. I mean, not after watching this show.
I'll let you and French do it first.
What do you, come on, man. You got to be you're a first adopter of all this shit, bro. Like the chips and all of this shit, you know, fucking, what was that? What was it, Neuralink?
Yeah, you ain't getting it?
Not yet.
Oh, I thought you would have had it.
Nah, man, because again.
Y'all already got the perfect heads for it. I got a wrong head for it.
I'm God's child, man. I'm not trying to mate with man's child.
So you would do it if you had the opportunity to get severed?
Depends on the job.
Your current job. That way you don't have to worry about the road.
All the hours you spend on, you don't have to worry about that. It'll feel like 5 minutes to you. It won't even feel like 5 minutes.
Nah, because I need to see the shit that I see out on the road.
You will see it. You just won't remember when you're by
yourself. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to not remember the shit. Like, I want to remember.
You're like, why am I only getting $20,000 a year? You're like, oh, yeah, you told us you wanted the less work, the less load. So you're not.
I want to see the random nigga taking a shit next to his truck.
Yo, don't send no more pictures like that, bro.
Bro, you missed it because there was like. 5 seconds before that shit was like fucking Me, Myself, and Irene, where he was when he was on the lawn and they showed the soft serve coming out. That nigga was that's exactly
no
how
no shit came out of his butt while you were showing it, right?
No. I didn't see. No, you never saw
but
that.
But we definitely saw his ass and his pants down.
Yeah.
On the other side of that truck.
And then he just
No wipe, no nothing,
and just hopped in his truck.
Imagine what that truck smells like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's gotta be your truck. Cause you can't share a truck like that.
I don't know,
bro. You're right. You don't know. Cause
you
God
get
damn,
some poopori. You seen that poopori? Get some of that. You always
the vaporator. They get
that. Just spray that shit out every time you get in.
Had that shit disappear and shit.
Damn.
What was I watching too? Cause again, most of my fucking thoughts come from shit that I see on TV. So you're right, B. I may be programmed. I can't remember the show, but it was, she was
what?
A lady thought it was a lady. She was looking for, vengeance. I think something had happened to her. And then they were like, you know, that's not justice or something like that. And I was like, well, what's the difference?
Yo, my nigga.
What is the difference between vengeance?
You might have to pull this shit together. What the fuck?
I'm going to have to
go to the past 2 minutes. I have no idea what you're saying.
It's on Apple TV. I'm pretty
vengeance
sure.
Vengeance and what?
Vengeance and
justice and
justice. What's the difference
between vengeance and justice?
Yeah, let me see. Let me check my watch list. Can I see it here? Let me see here.
Well, I mean, the surface level answer is vengeance is personal. Justice can be impersonal.
So you can't have
justice doesn't need the person who was the victim to be involved at all. Whereas vengeance, I think, needs to have the person who was the victim involved, just on a surface level. There's more that we can talk about,
right?
But just from a surface aspect, that'd be the very first thing that I would think is vengeance is personal. Justice can be anyone,
but they can both be. So you can still you could have vengeance and justice, though, right?
Yeah, because like what y'all are telling me to do with this driver who hit me is vengeance, but it's also justice. Whereas the police
Facts.
Would just be doing justice.
Facts. Okay. Okay. I get it now.
Vengeance, it has an emotional tie to it. Justice doesn't give a fuck.
Okay. Now that makes 100% sense then, man.
But what is it? But I mean, of course, we have to go deeper based off of what this person.
You know what?
You have no idea, dude.
Yeah, I do not because I can't find the fucking.
ADHD, folks.
You was watching a movie or a show?
It was a show.
ADHD, folks.
And it was this bitch, and she was, I forget what had happened to her.
What happened?
I don't know if she maybe got sexually assaulted or something.
Man, I love this. This is great content. Thanks, Jay.
She's just sexually assaulted or something. She was one of the third.
Yeah.
So and
she was one of the third. That's crazy.
Wow. It just went to asshole level.
I'm just saying. Crazy. No, I'm just saying, like and you know, she wanted to, you know, she wanted vengeance, which also ended up, I guess, being justice.
Was J Lo in this movie?
No. But I did see a video of her and Ben looks fed up.
I think they got divorced already.
Ben looks frustrated as fuck.
Does he look Gone Girl frustrated?
No, almost, very much. It looks like the sequel. Like what happened? Like when he forced this nigga to live with this chick that did this to him. This is how I felt like Ben would be supposed to react. Like he's walking her to the car and she's ahead of him.
And he got the coffee in his hand.
And then he just slams the door when she gets in. Like, get your ass in the fucking car. I thought he was going to slam the door on her leg, actually.
But she's got stress. She's in stress mode right now, though. From what I heard, they're digging up stuff about that that nightclub appearance or nightclub situation with Diddy and Shine. I think she had one of the guns or something.
I thought she was a victim.
Nah, I think something like she was holding one of the guns and they let her go because she testified. I think that's coming out now. So I think she's in stress mode.
I think he said something about that in a rap.
Did he?
I think he said something about that. In a rap about having this girl take the gun out the door or some shit.
Well, apparently it was her.
Bro.
And she got off because she's white-ish and because she was willing to testify. And so that's going to become a problem if it's true.
Did you... Okay.
But they arrested Shine for that. So what doesn't
matter? Well, no, Shine... So what? That's coming out too. So apparently Shine was snitching and then changed his mind at the last minute. And because there's no self-defense because he had already said that he was going to snitch and say this happened,
right.
He couldn't go back on his story.
Right. So why he did the time?
Because he wouldn't say who else did it. Mm. He wouldn't snitch. So he changed his mind about that, but he was already in paperwork. He tried to change his mind and say, well, I don't know what happened. It was self-defense. They're like, nah, nigga, that's not a defense no more. You were about to snitch and tell that y'all did it on purpose. Now you're saying it was self-defense. Nah. Can't do it. So that's why he ended up going to jail. From what again, this is all just coming out. I'm not sure. But J-Lo was involved too.
I got sent something earlier today. It was one of the lyric off of Eminem's new album.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't, you know, I think, what do you guys?
Well, that Jordan Lucas song is ridiculous. I can't remember what it's called, but it's ridiculous.
I mean.
And you played us the one Toby or whatever, which is good too.
Right. I mean, Jordan Lucas is, I think, pretty dope. I mean, again, like right. I think he's up there as far as the youngsters out here.
I feel like he's an Eminem
tree.
Yeah, he's off the branch, though.
Yeah. But there was a fucking lyric.
He's from Detroit, too, right?
No, Boston.
Okay.
Where he was talking about a raper. And he said, did he fucking, I forget the what's the name?
The bar.
The bar.
A rapper or a raper?
Again.
Use double entendre.
So, here.
Because you would say rapist. That's why I asked. Not rap, raper.
Not a raper?
But you know how Eminem likes to rhyme words.
Right. That's why I was asking. Like, was he saying it in the offset of rapper? Or was he saying, you know.
Here, I'm going to send it to you real quick. And then you can tell me what
it is. The song or the lyric?
Just the bar. Just a bar.
I haven't listened to that whole album yet.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to any whole album. I still haven't listened to Kendrick's High Stepper album.
Oh,
still
really?
Haven't. Yeah, I just haven't listened to it yet.
Is it High Stepper?
The Moral and the Big Stepper.
That's it. Whatever. I told you I hadn't listened to this shit. What you want from me?
All right.
Let's see here. What? Oh, just right here now? I don't have to queue it up or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Southwest State, yeah, we can just say I'm like an R-A-P-E-R, yeah. Got so many essays.
But I'm a R-A-P-E-R. Wait, he didn't just spell the word rapper and
leave out a P, did he? Yep. He didn't just spell the word rapper and leave out a P, did he?
Did he? What did he say? Did he?
Oh, nah. Homie Southwest State, yeah, we can just say I'm like an R-A-P-E-R, yeah. Got so many
essays. Wait. What?
He didn't just spell the word rapper and leave out a P, did he?
Oh. Yep. He didn't just spell the word
rapper and lived out a P, did he?
Leave
okay.
out.
Leave out a P. Okay. Oh, yeah. Eminem's the guy.
I don't know if you're the guy, because what the fuck? I'm not sure you got it, my nigga.
Now, because I was trying to see if there was more to it.
What is he saying? What do you think he's saying?
What was the essay stuff? I don't know what the essay means.
Like essays, right? Like the way Mexicans say essays.
But he said essay twice, so with the second.
But like an
essay writing too, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
But and he always be taking shots at Diddy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he never liked Diddy too.
He always got the low. He always be low key. You know, like would talk some shit about like, you know, I admit it when Diddy admits that he put out the hit on fucking Pac and shit.
Yeah.
But then I felt like at the end, especially in that song, he's like, you know, I'm just fucking with you, Diddy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if niggas really. I think Diddy's legacy is kind of, or his
falling.
Yeah, I think niggas ain't as scared of him as they used to be.
I mean, he
be.
Can't do shit right now. Because if he does shit, they're already looking at him.
He's but, done.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's done. As far as, no, black folks ain't going with that no more. I don't think he can come back and take that to black people no more.
So he didn't have a Chris Brown apology? You don't think his... So when Chris Brown beat the shit
Chris
out of
Brown
Rihanna...
Was beat Rihanna.
Yeah, that's just one chick.
Yeah, and then she took him back.
So hold up though. The way Rihanna looked versus the way fucking old girl looked after the fucking hallway shit.
It's not about how she looked. It's about all the other things.
Yeah, I don't think that's why we're mad at Diddy. I don't think it... Sorry, Cassie. I don't think anybody gives a fuck about you. I don't think it's about Cassie.
Okay.
I think that was just the easy way to make it official because we have video of you doing this shit now.
Right.
I think everyone is pissed off about the kids.
Right.
The young people, the women who were sexual trafficked or whatever. I think more people are concerned about that. The strong arming of niggas, making them do gay shit so that you can be in power. I think people are more concerned about that. Sorry, Cassie. I know. I feel like everybody feels like you got paid and so nobody gives a fuck about you.
Yeah,
that's
for real.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. For real.
And it's not personal, but I too, just as y'all said that, I realized, what the fuck about Cassie?
She got her justice.
And it's unfair to her. I admit that. But at the same time, I don't think about that when I'm thinking about what Diddy does, what he's done, potentially done wrong.
Cassie reminds me of the inspector on Ocean's 13.
This is what I'm saying, Mac. This is not necessary to make this analogy. This is why we get annoyed. No, it isn't. You're talking about, well, I be trying to tell y'all about how real life be coming out in the movies. This has nothing to do with that.
No, let me break it down.
Okay.
So you remember Ocean's 13, right?
Vaguely.
Okay, so that was
the one with the women?
No, that's Ocean's 8.
Okay.
So Ocean's 13
was
is a
sequel.
No, 12 was a sequel. So it was 11, 12, and 13.
So 13 is a sequel.
Okay, I guess. Okay. I thought sequel was the next one.
All of them.
Okay. So, yeah, it's the one where Al Pacino is the
yeah, I don't remember. Go ahead.
The average whatever, the person that you don't like.
Antagonist.
That's it.
Hi, friends. I got you, friends. Antonogus?
Antonogus?
A backward, whatever that shit was.
And so he's got all these hotels that get five diamonds, right?
Yeah.
And then the inspector comes in and is supposed to do the five diamond inspection on the hotel. And they run this nigga through all these fucking things. Like they put him in a different room, but he's got fucking stink bugs and bed bugs and all this other shit. But at the end of the fucking the show, they give him this coin. And he fucking puts it in a jukebox. He's like 10 something million, like on a thing. And he's like, well, what would you go through?
Yeah.
You know, for this fucking 10 million. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what Cassie, like, what would you go through for 30?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you got 30 million. Like, you, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you slapped me around for a little while. Like, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? How long did they date?
Yeah.
I mean,
10 years?
30 million, nigga, that's two a year.
So, I hate to do this, but can I say, French, what the fuck was that analogy for?
We didn't
need that analogy.
He could have just said the last
fuck
sentence.
You, French Reds. You don't know what I could have just said because he just said it, so you just said it. So fuck you.
Well, I asked him. I said,
I know,
it's in French.
But I'm just saying, the only reason he's saying I could have said it if.
Okay, well, how about this? I'm going to be quiet. French, tell me what you think about that.
It's too late. The fucking well's already poisoned. Like, it's already got fucking lead in it.
But
stop.
You could have, but you didn't need that Ocean's 13 analogy to prove the point of, oh, I'll do a lot of things.
It wasn't even
million.
A good analogy.
It was, if you remember that motherfucker, what he went through. Like, you know, the stinky shit, the bed bugs, the fucking, the food poison, they poisoned this nigga, all this other shit. That they went through, and
we definitely,
and they were like, "Oh, we feel bad."
It's
for
not
this
even
nigga.
A current movie, my nigga. You just picked a movie, like it's kind of like in the Muppet movie when you know Kermit is trying to get to Hollywood.
Muppet Thick Manhattan.
Yo, Cassie was like trying to get to Hollywood, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Fozzie Bear is Diddy, and like you know what I'm saying, he's real hairy, right? So that makes sense. He wears a hat.
I think it's that Fozzie Bear.
So you think he's just gonna? Just not be out in the public never again? Like, not even try to come out with one song a couple years from now?
No, he's not.
Niggas has already got his back. Who was it? Oh, no, that wasn't a nigga. That was...
So you think he's just...
A nigga from Real Housewives.
Ride off the sunset.
I don't think he has the ability to be a culture guy anymore. He might have a song. He may have something. Okay. He's no longer the culture.
He ain't getting no features.
He's no longer the culture, bro. Nobody's looking to him for direction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think... not black people. And... I don't think that he makes it in the white world. I don't think he's like Drake, where Drake can exist in the white world, separate, severance. He can do this the severed version
right.
of rap and for the white people and the Hispanics or whoever else that'll fuck Europeans and shit like that. I don't think Diddy has that crossover appeal like that. White folks ain't like, oh my God, Diddy.
I think they fucked with him for his business, right?
No, like, they fucked him because of his money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
He was I don't think it was he ever like
he was just a good brand
people
ambassador.
Didn't like him. That nigga show up with bats and shit. That's you know what I'm saying? Like, he come in the office building with bats. He got arrested for that.
Yeah, that's not going to work in corporate America. Like, maybe in a few years, maybe we can get like that.
He's too skinny to be Suge Knight.
Because, yeah. And I think that's his problem. I think Suge punked him and kind of, like, took his manhood early on in his career.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously. Like, when Suge was like, nigga, if you don't, you know what I mean? Like,
if you want nigga dance in your video.
Like, I mean, just call this nigga out. And he didn't have nothing to say. Like, and nobody said anything to Suge when Suge was on top.
In heyday, right.
Right. Like, Suge was the nigga that just looked and seemed to act the part.
Right.
That you were like,
why
I'm not,
take the chance?
Right. Like, we're not gonna fucking test this.
And then one nigga knocked him out, and now everybody thinks it's but I wouldn't.
Well, this nigga's in jail, too.
I wouldn't suggest you jumping up on him and still.
You're right. No, he's in jail, so you think he can't get you. You're like, yeah, you know, like, ah, ha, ha. Like, it's like the fucking tiger behind the cage in the fucking zoo. You're like, I could laugh at this nigga and poke fun at him, but you wouldn't do that in the jungle.
Yeah.
And when the jungle was out and fucking Source Awards was out and this nigga was fucking blooded down and swole as fuck, niggas was like,
Shit. When Crips used to go to Death Row, they just got in line.
Everybody. Like, everybody again, Snoop didn't say nothing about no Crip shit until that nigga got locked up. Like, now he be cousin and all this other shit. This nigga was a stone cold Crip. Didn't say shit about no Crip shit while he was on Death Row.
I don't remember anybody in Death Row making that.
And you were in an all-blood fucking, you know, museum. Like, everything is red. Right. Like, here, like, it's flaunted in your face. So, let's stop. Like, if you was really that down for the cause, cause like you wouldn't have fell for that unless Suge was like that nigga you just don't fuck with.
Yeah,
nah. I mean, I wouldn't have fucked with him.
Yeah. I think we've reached another end of an episode. Anything
you I guys- know was reached another end.
What's that?
This nigga shorts, like, for Dredd, you might as well be wearing boxers.
All thigh, bro.
I mean, more thigh. Like, I swear to God, he gonna be that old nigga with his balls hanging out. Like. If you don't change your shit up to like some and ones.
I wonder why he enjoys it so much. Because he's smiling. Look how he's smiling.
It really bothers him.
He enjoys his attention, bro. He enjoys when we fuck with him about this for some reason.
That's more than a foot of
there's
thigh.
There's more leg than not leg showing.
There's more than a foot of thigh.
There's more leg above his knee showing than not leg showing above his knee. Like if we cut off his leg at the knee, and so his shin and calf, all that wasn't part of it. If we just went from just the kneecap to the hip bone, there's more leg showing than not leg.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's
super gay. That's super gay. But hey, man, do you, man. Suck a dick. Listeners, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize sometimes we just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.